is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you'll go get a chair and turn up your radio, or, well, if you're traveling, just turn up your radio. And now you pay attention to your driving, but you can also drive and listen to this radio program as you go, and you'll have a better understanding of this part of the Bible that we're studying if you will do so. We're in such an interesting study in this Bible class about how the children of Israel had come up to the borders of the Promised Land, and they had sent spies in. But the spies brought back a report from the land that both thrilled them and frightened them. The land was all as wonderful as they could have imagined it. But when they thought about the inhabitants of the land and reported on that, the children of Israel feared. And so we're going to continue this study in just a moment. This is class session 485 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And the Sunday school lesson we're looking at was written for the Sunday schools of February the 10th, 1924. Before I call the class to order, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now with that, we do call the class to order, and we're going to discuss the inhabitants of the land and their description of them that the spies brought back. They told the children of Israel and Moses, the 10 of them did, that there were giants in the land. The children of Anak. Now the children of Anak were giants. Some were left in Gaza and Gath and Ashdod. We read in Joshua chapter 11 verses 21 and 22. And Joshua came at that time and cut off the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from the hill country of Judea, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. And there was none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza and in Gath and in Ashdod did some remain. We are going to later read in the story of David about Goliath of Gath. He was one of those giants. And it is said he was 6 cubits and a span. That is, he was a man that was over 9 feet tall. The Canaanites descended from Ham, we read in Genesis 10. And from them the country received its name. And they brought an evil report, it says in Numbers chapter 13. It was evil because, in part, they misrepresented the country. They called it a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. They must have meant by this that it was not healthful, or more likely that the contending nations devoured one another. The report was also evil in the rebellious effect it had upon the people. The Nephilim, the sons of Anak, were giants, besides whom the Hebrews were as grasshoppers, they said. This doubtless seemed so to the cowardly spies. Of the Amorites, the Lord says, yet destroyed I the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and was strong as the oaks, Amos chapter 2 and verse 9. The inhabitants of the land were indeed strong, robust, and warlike people. But then we read of Joshua and Caleb. The report of those 10 spies greatly aroused the people. But Caleb, one of the spies, stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Joshua, another one of the spies, joined Caleb in this. Caleb doubtless spoke first. Caleb is called a Kenizzite, and it is said of him that he wholly followed Jehovah, the God of Israel, in Joshua 14:14. Othniel, his brother, is called the son of Kenaz. It is also said, in dividing the country between the tribes, and unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a portion among the children of Judah, Joshua 15:13. Hence it is thought by some that Caleb was a proselyte who became identified with the tribe of Judah. He drove out from Hebron the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, Joshua 15:14. He demonstrated the declaration he made in this lesson when he was an old man, and the children of Israel did go into the land that was promised them. The other 10 spies replied to him that they were not able to go up against the people, giving the reason, for they're stronger than we. Now let's look at Numbers chapter 14 in the text of this lesson, and we'll see the effect of this evil report. In Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, we read, "And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Would that we had died in the land of Egypt! Oh, would that we had died in this wilderness! And wherefore doth Jehovah bring us into this land? To fall by the sword! Our wives and our little ones will be prey. Were it not better for us to return to Egypt?" Elip said of these verses that they give the effect of the evil report upon the people and the result of their rebellion. They cried and wept that night. Then all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would we had died in the wilderness." Only two magnanimous spirits, with courage worthy of their cause, stood out against these murmurers and complainers, and complaining against Moses, their God-appointed leader, and against the way God had commanded. They had complained against God. And so it says in Numbers 14 in verse 4, "They said to one another, Let us make a captain, and let us return to Egypt." They knew Moses would not do this. Nehemiah 9 in verse 7 says, "And in their rebellion they were appointed a captain to return to their bondage." Numbers chapter 14, 5 through 10 says, "Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were of them that spied out the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceeding good land. If Jehovah delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it unto us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against Jehovah, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is removed from over them, and Jehovah is with us. Fear them not." But the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of Jehovah appeared in the tent of meeting of all the children of Israel. In Elam's notes we read, "Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the people, and Joshua and Caleb in distress rent their clothes and replied to the evil report of the spies. They said it was an exceeding good land. If the Lord delighted in them, they could take it. Instead of being devoured by the inhabitants would be food for them, and that the defense of the inhabitants had departed. The congregation would have stoned Joshua and Caleb, but for the sudden appearance of the glory of Jehovah and the tabernacle before all the children of Israel. God said he would destroy that rebellious nation. and make one of Moses one greater and mightier. But again Moses interceded for the people, and God heard his prayer. However, the Lord said, all the grown men, save Joshua and Caleb, would fall in the wilderness. But the little ones, whom they said God had brought up out of Egypt to destroy, they would go into the land of promise. God said he would show them his alienation, verse 34, or would revoke his promise to take that generation into the land of promise, and they should turn back. And for 40 years, counting from the time they left Egypt, a year for every day the spies were gone, they should wander in the wilderness. God confirmed this by sending a plague which killed the 10 spies. God would not allow Joshua and Caleb to be stoned, but he himself slew the other 10. Then in rebellion, the people declared they would go and take the country, but they suffered defeat. You know, when God says go, we need to go. But when God says no, we need to refrain. And when God told the people to go, they refrained. And when God told the people no, they tried to go. And it did not work for them. We need to do what God says. Elam has some notes about an evil heart of unbelief. 10 times, God says, the Israelites had tempted him. This was the 10th time. God says, too, it all came from unbelief. And Jehovah said unto Moses, how long will this people despise me, and how long will they not believe in me? For all the signs which I have wrought among them, this people believed in the existence of God, but did not believe in God, because they did not believe his word and obey his commandments. There's a great difference believing that God exists and believing in God. To believe in God is to trust him, to rely upon his promises, and to obey him for that reason. It is very necessary for us to learn this. Through a lack of faith, the Israel rebelled against the commandment of Jehovah and believed not nor hearkened to his voice. In Deuteronomy 9:22-24, we read, and at Teberah, and at Massah, and at Kibroth-Hattaavah, ye provoked Jehovah to wrath. And when Jehovah sent you from Kadesh-Barnea, saying, go up to possess the land which I have given you, then ye rebelled against the commandment of Jehovah your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. Ye have been rebellious against Jehovah from the day that I knew you. For this reason, God turned them back to wander in the wilderness. God did this to humble them and to prove them, to know what was in their hearts, whether they would keep his commandments or not. In Deuteronomy 8, verses 2 through 5, we read, and thou shalt remember all the way which Jehovah thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make known to thee that man doth not live by bread only, but by everything that proceedeth out of the mouth of Jehovah doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. And thou shalt consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so Jehovah thy God chasteneth thee. And thou shalt keep the commandment of Jehovah thy God, to walk in his ways, and to fear him. God is now training and developing his children in the church, or the school of Christ, for that heavenly Canaan, that they should not complain nor murmur, as did Israel as old. When the people distrust God, it means, and think that his way will not work or is inadequate, it is because they do not believe in God. And Christians are now warned against this evil heart of unbelief.